From 2024, full subject-based banding will be rolled out to 120 schools across Singapore. This will change how students are posted to secondary school, what kind of subjects they can take, and the classmates they'll get. From 2027, students will sit for a common Singapore-Cambridge Secondary Education Certificate, regardless of their initial posting group. This will replace the current O-level and N-level certificates. For concerned parents out there, we know that all the new terms are very confusing. We're here to take you through how the new system works. Let's walk through a student's journey under the new system. After getting their PSLE results, students will be put into three posting groups. The three posting groups are mapped from the current score ranges for the Express, Normal Academic, and Normal Technical streams. Let's say student A scores 10 points for the PSLE. This puts her in posting group 3. So naturally, she starts looking at schools that accept students from posting group 3. As it happens, she lives near CHIJ Toa Payoh. The school accepts students from posting group 3 with an indicative cutoff point of 6 to 10. So she decides to put this as a first choice and she gets in. Now let's say student B scores 23 points for the PSLE, putting her in posting group 2. She also happens to stay near the same school. So she looks it up and she finds out that the school accepts students from posting group 2 with an indicative cutoff point range of 21 to 24. So she also applies for a spot and gets in. So it's the start of the school year, and because of the new mixed form classes, students A and B are classmates. In schools that take in students from multiple posting groups, each form class will be made up of students from different posting groups. Because CHIJ Toa Payoh accepts students from posting groups 3, 2 and 1, the two students will have classmates from all the posting groups. Together with their form class, student A and student B will take subjects like music, design and technology, PE and art. However, there are still some schools that accept students from just one posting group. For example, integrated program schools like Raffles Institution will only take in students from posting group 3. Specialised schools like Crest Secondary will only take in students from posting group 1. A key idea of subject-based banding is to allow students to take subjects at a higher or lower level depending on their strengths. The subject levels are labelled G3, G2 and G1. They are mapped from the current Express, NA and NT standards. Student A, who came in through posting group 3, will take most of her subjects at the G3 level. But for student B, who came in through posting group 2, she will take most of her subjects at the G2 level. But let's say student B did really well in math at the PSLE. The school might offer her an option to take math at the G3 level. Subject classes are arranged based on the student's subject level. That means that despite being from different posting groups, students A and B might end up in the same math class. After the first round of tests in school, student B does really well in English too. The school might then offer her the option to take English at a G3 level. What this means for someone like student B is that they could come into the school at posting group 2 and take most of their subjects at the G2 level. But along the way, she eventually could take some, if not all, of her subjects at the G3 level if she does well.